Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges.
Right.
I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The Don and Mike Show.
I think we set it up pretty well. At least for our standards.
La, la, la. Don and Mike.
All right, it's the hot button topic. Should we build a wall around America? And joining us now is, well, let me get his music here.
Got it?
I got it?
I'm sure you have.
And Luis Rodriguez.
Hello. Might I inform each and every one of you that I can't stay long. I have a business appointment a little bit later on this evening. I'm planning tomorrow's activity. We are going to be hanging out in the corner, and several of my compatriots are looking for some employment. That's okay. Why I pursue a career day labor.
Your name is Luis Rodriguez?
I am Luis Rodriguez, day laborer. I'm here to talk about the issue of illegal immigration.
Are you sure you're not from Britain?
No. No, my name is Luis Rodriguez. I'm here to answer any questions you may have about what I'm going to do each and every day.
I don't believe this, but I think I've been hoodwinked. I'll ask anyway.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's find out. If you really are Luis Rodriguez...
Yes, I'm Luis Rodriguez. I came to this country several years ago. I brought many of my compatriots and family members over. I have come across your border illegally from Guadalajara.
You do look like...
Please pardon my accent and my broken English. I'm just in. Don't you know? Yes.
You do look like the caricature of your standard gringo.
When I was told that I was going to be on American radio, that I should wear traditional Mexican garb, and that is why, for your benefit, I am wearing, I would describe it right now, a very loose-fitting white shirt with a large buckle, a large sombrero, a mustache that is highly untrimmed, and a bandolier containing actual ammunition that could be used in the days of Pancho Villa, or Villa, whichever way you wish to. But I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Here's
Hello.
One for you.
Man. Nice to meet you, Lou.
What is your current living situation?
Now, the current living situation, I am living in a small, small townhouse, approximately 2 to 3 bedrooms. We've converted one bedroom from an office. That's what it was. Now we have 3 bedrooms, and I am living with my brothers Antonio, Carlos, Danielle, Jose, and Diego, my lovely and charming wife Maria, her sisters Dora, Juanita, Juliana, and Yolanda, and our sons Victor, Hector, Sergio, Alejandro, Ruben, Miguel, and Luis Jr.
Wow, it's good.
Oh, I forgot, and the new ones. The latest little fraternal twins, Juan and Octavio.
Now,
and, of course, my daughters, Griselda, Anna, Elsa, Alicia, Maria, Dominga, Sierra, and Juana.
Wow. How many kids
and
do you have?
And recently, last evening, I'm happy to say that finally, successfully, we were able to bring my parents in, grandparents for all of their little grandchildren, Cesar and Bonita Rodriguez, who are enjoying the company of real American babies for the very first time, and we could not be more thrilled to have each and every one of them with us.
And you said all these people are living in a townhouse.
In a small townhouse, yes. We're very comfortable. We are very enjoying each other's company, regaling ourselves with the stories of the day. I will come home, and I'll have my stories about what particular activity I pursued. And I'd like to make this statement, may I?
Sure, go ahead.
That I know that we are here, and everyone that's complaining, well, all of you that complain.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
Now, that's the type of stereotyping that I find extraordinarily distasteful. I am here to say that all of us, legal or illegal, we are here doing what you people don't want us to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or I should say, what you don't want us to do.
Right.
We do everything that you want us. We all cohabitate and we share one 1989 maroon Toyota Corolla. And we love driving in it, and we love Sunday. Sundays are magnificent.
Really?
I'm very, very happy to spend the entire day in various shopping malls with all of my family members. And it's very frustrating sometimes. Just the other day, we loaded all, 20 or 30 of us up to that Department of Motor Vehicles. Because I had a particular task that I was required to do that required a bit of driving. And I said, well, in order not to put the spotlight on me once again, I said to Mr. Mr. Smith or Johnson or whatever one of his many names was. He pulled over and said, which one of you would like to clear all of the dead brush out of my yard? And I volunteered immediately and said, I would. And he was taken, of course, as many of them are, by my accent. And I immediately jumped into his pickup truck and cleared the brush. And then he said, would you like to drive it to the dump? I said, I can't drive this to the dump, Mr. Johnson. Unfortunately, I do not have in my possession currently a valid Virginia driver's license. So that's why, first thing this morning, I was off to DMV, and it was wonderful. We had a delightful time.
Were you adopted?
Yeah. Of course not. No, my parents are living with us right now, Cesar and Bonita Rodriguez, who are also from Guadalajara. What is your point? What are you trying to say?
How come you don't talk, pardon the stereotype, how come you do not talk like this?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I speak the way that I've spoken. All right, I will.
Do your relatives talk like these?
Back in the days of Guadalajara, I had a gift of language. Early on, it was determined that I had the ability to pick up on certain linguistic slight sounds that my brothers and my sisters and my cousins, my aunts and uncles were not able to pick up on. So therefore, yes, it might be said that as I was coming over, I had a great deal of time to study the English language and the way it should be spoken properly. Unfortunately, the tapes that I received were not from the United States. They were from the United Kingdom. So that is why I, your humble day laborer, Luis Rodriguez, speaks like this. And I suppose some of my fellow workers at some of my job site, there was one particular drywall mission we had just several weeks ago, where they made little fun of me, and I said, I'm just trying to do the very, very best I can. Can't you understand that? I left Guadalajara. I had a thriving leather boutique, wallets and the like. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was delightful. But I, of course, like many of my fellow citizens, I decided to come across your border with several of my other friends to reach out for a better life, is what I was looking for. I brought you a gift of illicit, unsafe fireworks, which I've left in your lounge. You're free to use them at your discretion to celebrate that particular holiday where everything goes boom. That would be your
4th of July?
The date of your independence.
Yes.
Right. Yes, and I would suggest, here is my position politically.
Yes. Luis Rodriguez.
Yes. First of all, may I take a moment to say hi to my family members who are all tuned in?
Sure, go ahead.
They're up in your parking lot, jammed into the automobile, and they're listening to me.
Do you know all their names?
Yes, I just like to say, just to my children. I've already greeted my lovely
just
wife.
Just your kid.
My wife, Maria.
Your kids.
Yes. Just my lovely... Oh, my sisters also. They're babysitting this afternoon. It's just delightful because Maria is off doing what she does. I'm not quite sure. Because each and every day it changes. What's so exciting about this country. What's exciting about being a legal or an illegal immigrant. Each and every day is different.
Isn't she a house cleaner or, like, cleaning someone's toilet?
Perhaps she is cleaning. I'm not sure. But I wish her the very best of luck. She goes off in the morning and I go my way. We're not told what she's doing. Hello, Maria. I'd like to say hi to Dora, Juanita, Juliana, and Yolanda. Also, my sons Victor, Hector, Sergio, Alejandro, Ruben, Miguel, Luis Jr., Juan and Octavio, and of course my lovely princesses, all of my little angels, Griselda, Ara, Elsa, Alicia, Maria, Dominga, Sierra, and Juana. I wish to complain, though.
Yes?
The town of Herndon and the Herndon Town Council opposes my raising of poultry.
Chickens.
There
chicken.
Is simply an issue.
That's another great stereotype.
I understand that they are complaining, and I would simply like to say they are not noisy. Only after the sun comes up, and in my humble opinion, everyone should be doing their duty and going to work at that hour anyway.
Hey, did you...
And, of course, I dine for free at any Don Pablo's. Thank you very much.
Really? Did you get caught in the rain?
Yes, as a matter of fact,
I noticed... You have a wet back.
Now, that is nasty. Now, that is the stereotype, and though you will notice, on my side, much like your American cowboys, I possess two sidearms that are actually authentic.
Wow.
I will put the ammunition into my bandolier, pull the trigger, and you will be gonzo with any more of that senseless crap. I'm delighted to do an interview, and I will say, please, amnesty for all of us.
Then before I do all of...
We do what you don't want to do.
Speak your native tongue. Let me hear you speak some Spanish.
Oh, it's
speak
been
Mexican.
So very, very long, but I will do my best. All right, let me see. When something goes particularly well,
yes.
I will look at one of my newer associates that's fresh from the country.
Right.
In country, as I should say. And I will say, bueno, bueno. Uh-huh. And then, of course, turn to my foreman and say, lovely work. Lovely work, as usual. Yes. Here. I've got something for you. You
okay.
Quiet yourself.
Okay.
Or I will hop on my burro and I will depart from here. Beware. Bueno. Yes, I'm so, so excited because we've got one birthday this weekend.
Who's
someone,
that?
We don't know who it is, but someone's celebrating a birthday. Huh. Very, very, very exciting. We're going to have what I like to call a gigante fiesta. And then we'll all gather around a small television and watch Sábado Gigante, which is a fabulous program. And I do love to say, may I say this?
Yeah.
I enjoy your program, but I'm much more partial to Univision.
Do you like El Zol?
Oh, El Zol. 99.1. Yes, El Zol. Marvelous entertainment, hilarious personalities, and lots of fun. I truly enjoy it. You know, some might say, you aspire to greater things when you come to this country. You wish to have your own business. But right now, I could not be happier being what you would call, in your very distasteful way that all of you people do, day laborers. I'm very thrilled. And please, give us our places where we can hang out and wait for the trucks to come by and say, jump in! I've got some distasteful work for you today. Thank you so much. A certain tragedy. If I have to eat a microwave burrito, oh, that's the one disappointment I have at those excuses for shops known as 7-Elevens, where they purport to serve burrito. And I, first day I was there, looked at her and I said, this is not a burrito. This is not anything close to what Mamacita would have. Ay, caramba.
I got a picture.
Caramba,
I've got a picture. If you,
if you behave yourself, you know what I will do.
What?
I will, let me tell you what I will do just to amuse you.
Okay.
Now, you have this music. I will remove this sombrero.
Oh, you can do the
I will put it, and I will dance around it. Look at that.
Wow.
I'm rather fleet of foot, would you not say?
You know, if you
And I have arms of steel from doing all that distasteful work you don't care to do yourself.
If you didn't look like an old gringo from, like, a John Wayne movie, I would think the picture that people would have in their mind would be like a Mr. Belvedere. That's the way you sound.
No, if I shave my gigantic, or like I like to say, mustachio.
Uh-huh.
If I shave off my mustachio, I resemble that individual that used to be on The Flying Nun.
Oh, Alejandro Rey?
Alejandro Rey. Yes. I've been told that thousands of times. Uh-huh. Just a tiny bit
I
of Julio Iglesias.
It.
And just a tiny little bit
I
of that.
I've got to ask.
Yes.
On the occasion that you call, let's say, Domino's or a takeout place.
Yes, I do. Quite often.
Are they surprised when you open the door? Because I imagine if I'm, you know, I'm the guy going, Domino's, and you say what?
I say, hello. Yes, I would like to order 15 cheese pizzas, and I'd like them over here jiffy quick. We're very, very hungry. We've all worked extraordinarily hard. The children are home from public school, and we are very, very excited to begin our day.
What's the name?
I am only 5'1" tall, but my name is Luis Rodriguez. Could you bring the pizzas post-haste? And when they arrive, they're not surprised. And you know why?
Why?
Because one of my brothers, which one is it? I'm trying to remember. I believe, oh, yes, it is Diego. Diego works for the pizza place.
Ah.
Diego actually delivers for Domino's Pizza.
And
because he is the one that drew the shortest straw and is able to use the Caroli in the evening when we're relaxing around the casa. Very, very nice to be here. 15 pizzas topped with queso and el sausage-o.
Oh, sounds good.
So nice to be here. I hope that I have served in some small way to enlighten you and your audience about the plight of the illegal immigrant, and I certainly hope that each and every one of those people that are small-minded and don't realize the benefits that we bring to your struggling economy, I hope that they realize that we are the backbone of your labor force. Touché. Touche! Ay, caramba, arriba, arriba!
Would you say hello to your family again?
Please.
Yes, I would.
I think
like
it's
to
amazing
say.
To me you do this off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Your brothers, your sisters, your,
so many.
Your aunts, your
well,
uncles,
of course,
your kids.
First in line. Hello, Maria.
Yeah.
I love you. My
yeah.
love. My
That's
true love. My true love.
Lovely.
Mother of all of my children. My brothers, Antonio, Carlos, Daniel, Jose, and Diego. Her sisters, Dora, Juanita, Juliana, and Yolanda.
Uh-huh.
My wonderful strapping soon to be working on their own sons, Victor, Hector, Sergio, Alejandro, Ruben, Miguel, Luis Jr., Juan, and Octavio. My daughters, Griselda, Anna, Elsa, Alicia, Maria, Dominga, Sierra, and Juana, and of course, their grandparents, Cesar and Bonita Rodriguez, fresh from Guadalajara. Here's to all of us day laborers. I say hello. And of course, my cousin Stanley.
Oh, ho.
Thank you so much for entertaining me. I'd love every single minute that I've been here. If it wasn't illegal, I would take out these lovely pearl-handed pistols and shoot them into the roof, just like Pancho Villa.
Better not.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
One question.
He made it up.
Yeah. Yes, Luis.
Have you a nearby quality donkey show that I could see? Something that some of you American tourists might enjoy in Cancun.
Buzz.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hello, Buzz.
There's one in the NASA.
Hi, Buzz. Hi.
Nice to see you.
Hi. What's on your news show tonight? Any Mexican-American news?
No. Actually, tonight it's science.
Mexican-Americans don't like to just get into gang.
No, we're going to offend
that
Louis.
Foolish man, Cheech Marin. Thinks he's so funny. I'm partial to his partner, Tommy Chong.
Yes.
Wonderful entertainment.
Who's Buzz?
Yes. We were discussing that out of the hallway. Buzz fancies himself a bit of a farmer himself. Quite the green thumb, you know. Pip, pip, cheerio. Yeah,
tomatoes on the way.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Pip, pip, cheerio. What's on your docket, Buzz Burbank?
Well, tonight, Luis, science proves people are scum. Kansas, step away from the cell phone. And Arnold sends in the troops.
I have to get home and watch Univision. The whole family's gathering around.
For news and comment, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
It's always an enormous fight to see who gets the best seat on the floor.
Yeah. That was very...
Don't freak it out.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.